message you put in there. He said I could. After he got through, he asked, well, I told him that's what I do. And he was just as satisfied as he'd be. I was telling him he knew I. Well, I'd better satisfy him than I would be with somebody. See, I don't know how somebody else, I might be in somebody's way. And then they might want to talk to him across and things, and I couldn't take that. I'd cry all the time. And so I said, well, I'd just stay here and I'd be lonesome. And I said, I asked the Lord to take care of me. And he has. And I've been getting all the best I can. Just that way, ever since he died. So that's all I could do. And so my son come up here and he wanted me to go down there with him. I told his son I can't. He said, well, Daddy's dead. I said, yeah, but I told you, Daddy, I'd stay here. I said, I never did tell him a story. And I said, he's gone, but I'm going to stick to my word now. And I did, and I'm still here. I don't know how much longer I'll be here, but I'm here now. That's the best I could do, because I tell you, I can't take trouble. I just, oh, it just about kills me. And so it's better for me to be by myself, you know. And I know I ain't in nobody's way. That poor Lavinia, that was my daughter. I told her, I said, Lavinia, what in the world I was left for? She said, well, Mother, you was left to take care of me. You know, she had cancer. Oh, it just eat her up, poor thing. She suffered. Nobody never knew. And so I waited on her until she died. I went down there. Emma was working in pay, you know, and then I go with her, and then her husband come up here and pick me up and carry me down there. And then when she died, then my brother's wife, she fell and broke her leg. Fell off the bed, you know, broke her leg. And so she told me the same thing that she did. I was left here waiting on her, so I guess it was so. So I've been taking, you know, looking after them ever since. I go down there from 2 to 3 times a day, just going how I think they might want me to do something. So that's why I down there yesterday, and he picked some peas. I down there helping them shell peas. That's the way it is with me. I've been trying to, you know, help take care of them, and I call them every morning to see how they're doing before I get down. If I have to, see, I washed this morning, I called, so when I got on washing, after dinner I went down. They look forward to it, I think.
Was your husband born here?
He's born in, up there in Madison County.
Do you know what city?
No, it just matters. Canada, they're around Mosul Hole, I think, up in there. That's all I know, just the county, all I could tell you. Because I don't know the name of the place, nothing like that.
That'd just be about 10, 15 miles from here?
Yeah, about 20, I imagine.
Were his parents from there?
His parents was raised up in Florida, I don't know, just ran up there around. On the side of Greenville, I think up in there somewhere, about, they say 25, 30 miles from here.
How would you describe this community, how it's changed and since you've been?
I couldn't tell you. It's changed so much that when it first began to build in here, oh my goodness, I couldn't tell you no more about it. It's changed so much different. You see, we got so many different roads now. We didn't have it just a little old dirt road when the, when this year, I call it people settled up in here. Just did a dirt road. Go to people's houses and round about. Now we've got pure highways. Well, then, see, there's a highway that's been built in there. And yeah, about down here in the woods has even got roads, you know, to build for cars to run on them corners. And then back then days, we couldn't hardly go out there, we couldn't go on that road out there hardly, and it'd be so much water and oil and you're about to drown that car. But now see, it's a highway out there. It ain't got clay and all on it. It's got clay too, but I'm not, I mean, asphalt, it ain't got